our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
The new Carolina basketball schedule is out, and it's a winner. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. If the 2024-25 Tar Heels are as good as advertised, they will be no worse than 10-3 heading into the new calendar year, where they will have 19 straight ACC games in a larger league that still looks average. In a broad brushstroke, every ACC team has lost key players from last season, including the Tar Heels, sans Amanda Bacot, Harrison Ingram, Cormac Ryan, and Paxson Wojcik. However, the Heels have the best veteran cast in the ACC, easily. Their barometer games will be in November and December, making only their second-ever trip to Lawrence, Kansas, go to Maui for a rugged three-day tournament, and face last season's NCAA vanquisher Alabama in the Dean Dome. After 13 games, 10-3 will look good. UNC has some new players, which everyone has, with the transfer portal and NIL luring them to move around. But who has a backcourt of returning ACC Player of the Year R.J. Davis, passing master sophomore Elliot Cadeau, and veteran Seth Trimble, who can spell either? Big guys Jalen Washington and Jalen Withers, sleeper transfers Cade Tyson and Van Allen Lubin, and five-star freshmen Ian Jackson and Drake Powell. No one has all those pieces. If Huber Davis and his staff can put the rotation together to highlight pressure defense, fast break offense, slashing scorers, and good outside shooting, losing Bacot underneath won't prove fatal. There are so many interchangeable parts in the backcourt with R.J. and Elliott, who will get the most minutes, but can take blows and not lose a lot with Junior Trimble, and also use top talents Jackson and Powell as swing wings. Tyson may be the most intriguing newcomer, as the 40% long ball shooting ace, who is a stringy 6'8", can play small forward and then turn power forward into finesse forward. A lot depends on junior big man Washington, who according to reports is stronger and more assured around the basket. The starting center position is his to lose, but he also has help from the returning Withers and former Vanderbilt star Lubin, a 6'8 junior who shined on a bad team, but whose savvy was loved by former coach Jerry Stackhouse. It looks like a nine-man rotation that at the outset all deserve to play while knowing their roles and capable of creating chaos for opponents around the perimeter. Carolina is picked second behind freshman-loaded Duke, which continues to play the one-and-done game under John Shire that pretty much failed in the postseason for Coach K. Their two clashes are February 1st and March 8th, one of only three home-and-homes in the 17-team schedule, are, as usual, the ones to circle. But one of the Blue Bloods has almost all new faces, while the other has a good-looking mix of new, young, and old that with the right chemistry could concoct a team of ACC champions and maybe more. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.